Kate, we've had a bit of a accommodation reshuffle on the street.
Yeah. So Glenn moved out of Lassiter's to the office at the winery.
Why, Kate?
I don't know.
Why did he move out? I can't remember. Was he asked to leave? Paul didn't ask him to leave.
Maybe he didn't want to rely on the kindness of Paul.
Or what, did he crack it because his private documents were strewn about the complex?
Well, look, to be honest, it would be concerning to lose an engagement ring out of your safe as well.
Yeah, he got jack of it. He's been put the swag down in the in Leo's office, I think.
He was a little bit, Waltzing Matilda there.
He could have actually set up a little, it's lovely weather this time of year, he could have put a tent out among the vines.
Could have gone glamping out there.
It's not like Leo's going down to those vines.
No, it's whatever, international company owns the vines.
There's a few people lost out there in a straight, in the labyrinth of straight lines, a few missing persons. And Leo's like, you just can't live at our workplace. I can help you if you need. And he's like, no, I'll figure it out. Beautiful Melanie. What a lovely scene. It must be nice, Kate, seeing heritage characters.
Oh, look, we love Melanie. She's our Melanie. Yeah,
she's having mates chats with Glenn. Were they interacting much back in the day?
I mean, not that I can remember, to be honest. They were there at the same time.
So do you remember him going out with Gemma?
No.
Or is that retcon?
No, I think he did. But it was still like, I mean, my memory can only remember so many things. And I do mainly remember him and Lucy.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah, I would.
I mean, if you're going to remember, like, Levi, for instance, in 20 years, if I ask you about Levi, you're going to go, oh, well, yeah, that's the guy that was in the threesome with Amy.
Yeah, great.
Not that's the guy who, well, who has he dated before this?
Well, that's the guy who was giving B a hard time.
Yeah, yeah.
Because of a mechanics business?
Oh, yeah.
Whatever. Can't even remember it. It was 2 months ago. What's Melanie's suggestion?
She finds out about the ring and how he tells her, oh, yeah, I found it back then.
That was quite refreshing. That was refreshing, I thought.
Yeah, honesty. Oh, my God.
I thought he was just going to be a bit more devious about it all.
No, he prized it off her drunken fingers.
Well, in his retelling, he's like, oh, I just found it.
Found it on the beach.
Didn't want to upset Therese.
I've spent a lot of time at the beach these holidays. And, yeah, if you drop things on the beach, you lose them.
Yeah, bye. Melanie's like, I am at Toadie's a lot. Stay on my couch.
What a sweet lady.
I can't imagine that Melanie's house might be a little...
I reckon there'd be prayer flags.
Pungent. Yeah, incense. Yeah.
Incense. There'd be like...
oil burners.
Like bells hanging off like ribbons and that sort of thing.
Bells everywhere.
Yeah. There'd be like, I don't know, bits of Indian fabric just hung up in front of windows. So like the whole room is kind of cast in a purple shade.
A bit like that shop Ishka. Which you would
100%.
Always, you would always do a lap of it in high school when you're at the mall, like at the shopping centre.
They had a lot of cheap, interesting stuff there, but still. Like,
and sometimes you did need a present for a friend and a string of bells job.
Or had an embroidery of an elephant on it.
Exactly. Like, my friend likes elephants. Where else am I going to go? Yeah,
basically, for our UK listeners, Ishka was, so the buyers would just go and just buy random handcrafted stuff from India and bring it back and sell it dirt cheap.
And light some incense.
Yeah.
Dangle some bells.
Get some rainbow dacks as well.
Away you go. You get some Thai fisherman pants there, I reckon.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Salt lamps.
Oh, God, I can't stand them. We were actually given one, and I was like, I said to Phil, no. I was just like, that is not me.
No. I don't mind the actual colour of it.
Look, like, hey.
Giving you a soft pink light.
Yeah, that is nice. But you know what? You do you. And I'm sorry. I don't want to shit over people's woo beliefs. Yeah. And if they work for you, that's fine. Yeah. But
not for Kate.
Not for me. And I'm not going to Ishka.
You'd do a lap of Ishka as a teen. And then by the end, you're hyperventilating a little bit.
Yeah, no more tie-dye, thanks.
It was a little bit like you've got hay fever in there. Anyway.
And let's not give ourselves lung cancer by burning incense as well.
Yep. So, Melanie's house. I can imagine that Glenn's like, you know what? Therese has guest soaps on the pillows. It sounds pretty nice, you know?
Yeah.
So, also, Melanie has picked up on the fact that there's a bit of frisson between Therese and Glenn, which I'm here for. What do you reckon, Kate?
I'm so sus on him. I'm still sus on him. I was sus on him back in the day because I was confusing him with being Sonny Bennett from E Street. I'm still sussing him. There's something deeply wrong with him inside, much like Harlow.
He keeps winning brownie points with me.
Honesty. You have got the wool firmly pulled over your eyes here. He's got an agenda. And his agenda is to come back to trash Paul's life.
Yeah.
And Tarage is just a victim in all of this.
I'm loving Bizarro World Paul. He's good Paul to me.
He's
a better version of Paul.
Vaya, lower your expectations.
Anyway, Rumi's and Teresa's thinking is, I'll pave the way for Roxy to move in with her husband. Because that was, Gemma had a problem, like, where are you guys going to live? And they're like, well, let's get through my husband's chemo first, Mum, and then we'll work out accommodation.
Who lives at Teresa's house?
Ned, Roxy.
Oh, yeah, Ned can f*** off as well. Like, seriously.
I actually was expecting Teresa to go, you know what, Ned runs a cafe now. He can pay his own way somewhere else.
Yeah, why don't we send Sheila off to Amy's apartment so she can live her best life there and have Levi and Ned, Amy and Zara move into the Can clan, and then have Tarage, Roxy and Coil live in Tarage's house.
And don't forget, Glenn's tent is still set up at the winery, so someone can kip down there if they need to.
Glenn can bloody well stay there.
Well, we are at the end of the main pod, so let's go and finish that.
Yes.
And
message us if you have any housing solutions.
Yes, please.